Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday morning, April the 12th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, 53 degrees and sunny skies. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better after yesterday's beautiful weather, it is perfect today. Already have been down to McDonald's, drove down there with the window down, and it is just a beautiful, beautiful spring April morning. Can't be any better than that. Last night, when I got home from school last night, which was somewhere after 5 o'clock, I just went outside and sat. I did my mile walk last night. I took my tablet outside and just sat outside until basically, it was getting dark last night. It was just one of those great, great nights. So I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Now, I'll tell you something I did, though, I should not have done. Well, I guess it's not really I should not have done it. But when we get weather like this, I am not a big air conditioning person. When it gets very warm and very humid, yes, I do turn it on because I do have central air in my home, so it's easy to turn on. But this time of year, I actually like to open up the windows. So yesterday was a perfect open up the window day. And I know it's going to be fairly warm for the next few days, so I thought, well, I won't have to close the windows. So I opened the window. I opened two windows last night. I opened the window over the kitchen sink, and I opened one of the windows in the house, and I thought, well, you know, that'll get the stuffiness out. Well, I think we have a call coming in here right off the bat this morning, so this certainly is not wrong. And as many of you know, there is a lot of news going on this morning. Last week, we found out that former President Trump, well, we found out that he was going to be indicted, and we saw him arraigned last week on 34 felony counts in the state of New York. But yesterday, we found out something very interesting regarding our own congressman in this district, Jim Jordan. Now, let me read this just so I have it right here. Here's what the story is. The New York prosecutor who is pursuing criminal charges against former President Trump says a Republican-led congressional committee is trying to interfere with his case. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg alleges an unconstitutional attempt to undermine his investigation and is suing Jim Jordan, the Republican chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, for what he says are Jordan's attempts to influence an active New York state prosecution. Bragg says Jordan has launched a campaign to intimidate and attack him, and that Jordan is demanding confidential documents that are highly sensitive and belong to local prosecutors. In the filing, he says it goes against Supreme Court precedent for Jordan, a member of Congress, to demand those documents. And of course, as many of you know, this is important to us because Jim Jordan is our congressman. Joining us via telephone this morning for 15 minutes, and I cannot thank her enough, is, of course, one of my favorite people. Everybody knows that. She is one of the most well-regarded politicians ever in the history of Ohio politics, and certainly national politics. She has done it all and paved a way while doing it. She is the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Mary Ellen, good morning, and the news never stops, does it?
Oh, good morning, Scott. No, it's continuing to get it more interesting every day.
Yeah, well, Mary Ellen, I had to call you. I mean, people who listen to the show know your feelings on Jim Jordan, but this is kind of an unprecedented thing. We've been saying that a lot lately, that a New York prosecutor is suing a congressman because he feels he's tampering in this case. What do you make of this?
Well, I think that Jim Jordan is stepping on his toes and he's not going to stand for it.
You know, when Alvin Bragg says, this is an Alvin Bragg quote, an unconstitutional attempt to undermine the investigation. That's heavy words.
That's right. It is heavy.
Yeah.
I'd be a little bit worried about that if I was Jim Jordan.
You know, Mary Ellen, when you were in Washington and dealing with Ohio politicians, which Jim Jordan is an Ohio politician essentially, could you have ever imagined a day when they would be sued for things that are being considered unconstitutional?
No. I was working with people like John Glenn and Metzenbaum. I didn't have to work with somebody like Jim Jordan.
You know, Mary Ellen, obviously the contention here, I think by Mr. Bragg, is that his investigation is into former President Trump. And we all know that Jim Jordan is good friends with President Trump, and that maybe he's trying to save President Trump. Do you think that's what's going on here?
Oh, of course.
Is that a politician's place, an elected politician, to try to do something like that?
Well, he's doing it. I don't think it's his place, but he's doing it.
Well, we've talked in the past about how you feel about Jim Jordan, and you've made no bones about it. But on this particular issue, how do you feel about, really, our congressman?
Well, you know how I feel about this congressman. I have never thought he was doing a good job. He's been very, very difficult from the beginning, and he's got a lot of support, I know, but why? I can't understand why so many people support him. And we'll see how this comes out, because I don't think it's going to have a good ending for him.
With him being sued at this point, do you feel that he should stay in this position that he's in?
That's up to the public. Yeah, that's up to... to what happens maybe with this lawsuit and also with the public's feelings on this. But I'd be interested in knowing what other people feel about this.
Well, it's interesting because, I know, as you said, there are a lot of Jim Jordan supporters in this area. He does get reelected by wide margins, but I don't know what the feeling is in this case. Do you feel it's possible to like somebody, vote for them, but then find something they're doing really awful?
Oh, that happens all the time, I think. Yes.
Yeah, I think it possibly could. Mary Ellen, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about this morning, we had you on the day after President Trump was indicted, but at that time, we did not know the charges. We did not know what was going to happen in New York. As you watched it all happen last week when he was indicted on 34 felony counts, and appeared in the courtroom in New York, what did you make of the whole scene there last week?
Well, I was glad that they did that, but I was disappointed that it was not going to have anything happen until December or January. I mean, my goodness, what are they going to do in all this time?
Well, that's an interesting point, and it's also interesting that in December of this year, that time, the Republican primaries will be ramping up quite a bit.
That's right, yes.
Do you think it's going to be possible for a candidate who is being, I guess he has been charged, to run a successful campaign?
Well, I think we're probably going to have to wait and see what happens, but I don't see how he could, but you never know.
You know, one of the interesting things last week, Mary Ellen, was he appeared in this courtroom in New York last Tuesday, President Trump, and a lot of people felt a gag order could be placed on him. It did not happen. The judge said that we feel that he has a freedom of speech, and please keep the negative rhetoric down, or he would have to, the judge would have to revisit this. He flies home to Mar-a-Lago that night, gives a speech at 8:15, and basically says that the judge is a Trump hater. The judge's family is family members are Trump haters. He went after Bragg again. What do you make of that?
Well, it's typical Trump style, and I would imagine if the judge does something, it's going to give Trump more strength. So I think I'm just watching to see if he does do anything, because if he puts a gag order on him, it's going to cause a reaction. It might be a positive reaction for Trump.
You know, I've heard this a lot in the last week, Mary Ellen, that if a regular citizen would do something like that, would make comments about a judge or a DA that was dealing with a case that they had been charged in, that they would face harsh consequences.
That's right.
So Donald Trump doesn't seem to face them as of yet. It hasn't happened. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's because he's pretty powerful. That's the reason.
Well, and that becomes the ultimate question. Is Donald Trump above a law at this point?
Well, he shouldn't be, but it looks like he is, doesn't it?
Well, and that's what's upsetting a lot of people, is I think they feel that, you know, they would be under the jail if they did stuff like that.
That's right, yeah.
You know,
we like to see everybody treated the same, and he certainly has been treated the same.
You know, Mary Ellen, I was talking with somebody about this last week. Trump still has a lot of supporters, certainly in Ohio, Jim Jordan being one of them. What is it about this New York businessman who did not hold political office prior to becoming president of the United States, who now has become the first president indicted, arraigned, in the 46 presidents we've had in the 250-year history of this country, that still has people supporting him? People were wearing shirts with fake mugshots last week to raise money after he was arraigned. What is it about this man?
I don't know. I don't know how they can support him, but they do.
In the overall scheme of things, what impact? Because we now know, when you and I spoke last time, we did not know what the 34 indictment counts were going to be, and they turned into be felony counts. A lot of it based on the Stormy Daniels hush money situation, but there's a few other things in there. What did you make of the indictment itself, the charges?
Well, I think probably it's the weakest indictment. I think there's going to be some stronger ones come out. You know, the Georgia situation is pretty strong, and the January 6th situation was pretty strong against Trump. So I felt that they came out with the weakest one first.
Do you think, and we'll find out, and obviously this is just an opinion, do you think this is something that is a winnable case against a former president?
Well, yes, because I think the part about him and his the properties that he owned and falsifying the figures on that is chargeable. So they should be able to get him on that.
I want to come back to Jim Jordan in just the few minutes we have left here, because Bragg said something else in this lawsuit he filed yesterday. He says Jordan has launched a campaign to intimidate and attack him, and that Jordan is demanding confidential documents that are highly sensitive and belong to local prosecutors. Intimidate and attack this Manhattan district attorney. What does that say about Jim Jordan?
Well, who said that?
Bragg said that yesterday.
Bragg said that?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I think he understands him pretty well.
Why is it that this can go on now? Now, the lawsuit has been filed. We don't know what will happen. But why is it that it can go on, that politicians can do this sort of thing now with almost no consequence.
Yeah, well, the law takes time. When they go to the courts, you know it's going to take a long time to get everything accomplished, and I think that's what's happening. That's why Trump does it. That's why it goes to the courts, so we can string it out forever.
You know, I guess in the final analysis here this morning, Mary Ellen, since we now know what the charges are against Trump, since we've seen him arraigned, since we've seen his speech last week, overall, what does this say about the Donald Trump legacy? Yes, people will like him. Yes, people won't like him. But in history, when we're all gone, what do you think it will say about Donald J. Trump?
Well, I think it will say that he's the worst president we ever had.
And just coming back to our congressman before we part ways here this morning, again, and people are aware of your feeling about him, but I want to convey that, you know, obviously he's a Republican, you're a Democrat, and a lot of people think it's about that. Is that your dismay with Jim Jordan, just the fact that you're different parties?
No, not at all. He doesn't handle himself well. He's an embarrassment for Ohio. I mean, the people of Ohio should be embarrassed by the way he acts and what he does.
Well, and I guess back to this quote again about that Bragg said that Jordan has tried to intimidate and attack him. If we should find out that that is true, should this be a man that is in office?
Well, absolutely not. But the people have the say on that, I think. So I don't know that Bragg can put him out of office. I think the people have to do that.
Do you think anybody in Ohio will call for his resignation because of this behavior?
Probably not.
Does that say something about where we are at this point?
Yes, it does. Yes, no. I'm afraid so.
And the final question, just because you know something about Ohio politics for sure, and we do live in Jim Jordan's district, both you and I do, amongst a lot of other people listening this morning. We're going to remember Jim Jordan just because he has been such a national politician, even though he is an Ohio politician. What's history going to say about him at this point?
Well, I don't think it's going to be very good. He has been such an embarrassment. I mean, you ask people from other parts of the country, and they all know how disgusting he is, and they wonder why we elect him.
Do you think somebody should call for his resignation?
Yes, I think they should, yes.
Mary Ellen, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Your expertise is always spot on. I know the listeners enjoy hearing from you. I enjoy hearing from you. Thanks so much for making time for us in a big event coming up this Saturday.
Oh, yes. It's another Mary Ellen Withrow Day.
Well, we never get tired of those here in Marion, and that'll be over in Sycamore.
Yes, right. Well, I'm anxious to see what's going to happen.
Should be. Is there a time on that for people who might want to take a trip over there?
Well, I'm leaving here at 10 o'clock, so my guess is it's about 11. I don't know for sure.
Well, about 11. Yeah, over in Sycamore, Mary Ellen Withrow Day, this tax day of all days. I like that.
Yeah, tax day when everybody should have it in the mail. Well, it's on. I think we have to have it in by the 18th instead of the 15th. They've been giving us a few extra days in the last few years.
Mary Ellen, I know you stay busy, and I always appreciate that you make time for us on these interesting mornings.
Well, I enjoyed talking to you, Scott, and thanks for letting me know about this.
Hey, you're the best, Mary Ellen. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. There you go. Now, I just want to say this. No matter how you might feel about Mary Ellen, and I can't imagine you'd feel about her in a bad way and in any sort. But I know politics are very divisive. That she would come on such short notice and give us that opinion is very important. So that's the news of the morning. I you know what? That was a hard segue this morning because I wasn't sure if Mary Ellen was going to be able to make the call this morning or not. So I'm talking about leaving my windows open last night, and we segued right into Jim Jordan. So there you go. All right. Does anybody got... Mary Ellen brought up a very interesting question there. How do people feel about this news this morning about Jim Jordan? This is new news, and certainly it involves us because he's our congressman. Now, we had a wonderful conversation yesterday in regard to Harding's grandson being on and how he felt about certain things. But what do you make about Mary Ellen's comments here this morning? 740-751-4038. And again, as always, as I say, because these remote calls are remote calls, did you hear Mary Ellen okay? That's always important for me to know. 740-751-4038. You know, this job never gets old. You know, just when you think, maybe I've done it all, you have a morning like this morning. And I just want to read this again one more time, maybe if you're just waking up or tuning in, because it does involve our congressman, Jim Jordan. The New York prosecutor who is pursuing criminal charges against former President Trump says a Republican-led congressional committee is trying to interfere with his case. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg alleges, and this is a quote, an unconstitutional attempt to undermine his investigation and is suing Jim Jordan, the Republican chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, for what he says are Jordan's attempts to influence an active New York State prosecution. Bragg says Jordan has launched a campaign to intimidate and attack him, and that Jordan is demanding confidential documents that are highly sensitive and belong to local prosecutors. In the filing, he says it goes against Supreme Court precedent for Jordan, a member of Congress, to demand those documents. So there you go. Our congressman being sued by the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg. Now, this is the interesting question Mary Ellen and I talked about. Let's say you like Jim Jordan. Let's say you voted for Jim Jordan. Does this turn you off to him that this is going on? And why is he doing this? I don't know. It's awful interesting. 740-751-4038. We had a great conversation yesterday. And again, you never have to give your name if you call in and give your opinion. This is basically the town hall of the airwaves. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you if you have any thoughts on what Mary Ellen had to say this morning, or if you have any thoughts on the whole Jim Jordan situation as it stands right now anyway. Okay, and Mary Ellen Withrow Day this Saturday over in Sycamore around 11 o'clock in the morning. Okay, well, what I left the window open last night was basically the end of my spring story. That it was so nice last night, I opened up the windows in the house and I closed the big window because it was starting to get a little chilly last night around 8 or 9 o'clock. And I forgot that I had the window over the sink left open. And I woke up this morning, and of course the heater was running, and hey, I left the window open. So when I have a bazillion-dollar heating bill for the month of April, we'll know why I left that window open with the heater running. You know, planning is everything, isn't it? Okay. What else do we got going on here this morning? Well, we got to plug the Friday night show. We'll be back this Friday night, third week in a row. We've had a bumpy 2 weeks because we came back 2 weeks ago, and we didn't really tell anybody we were coming back. So, you know, that's hard to get an audience. And then we went into Good Friday, and a lot of people were at church services and things of that nature. So that was not a healthy night. It was okay, but not healthy. This Friday, we should be back to normal. So 8:15 to 10 o'clock. Don't miss it on Friday. We have a lot of fun with that particular show. Now, we did have such a robust conversation about Harding's grandson, Jim Blessing, being on yesterday. I know some people wanted to get in on that. Is there anything else people would like to say in regard to Jim Blessing being on yesterday? Speak now or forever hold your peace, as they say at a wedding. Speak now or forever hold your peace. 740-751-4038. Does that sound normal to you? You know, here these weddings are supposed to be loving events. And there are two things in a wedding ceremony I never understand. One is speak now or forever hold your peace. Now, whoever does that anyway? Who wants to be the sour pickle at the wedding saying, oh, yeah, I object to this thing. And by the way, if you object, does it close down the wedding? Because if you're not going to close down the wedding, I don't see much of a reason to object. Is it like a courtroom? I really never understood that. And the other one is till death do you part. Till death do you part. I mean, it really is a suicide pact. You know, we're here. We're together until death doth us part. Okay. There's my little wedding soliloquy this morning. Okay, what else do we have here? Oh, well, now this is interesting to me. This morning, I was going through McDonald's, and I got to the second window, and the lady was about to hand me a bag of something. I think it was two sausage McMuffins. And she goes, hey, two sausage McMuffins? And I go, no, just the large Diet Coke. And she goes, duh. Now, here's why I think I've become a regular. And this was not a woman who I see there quite a bit. So I've become so synonymous now with large Diet Cokes at this particular McDonald's at this time of the morning that apparently when I order something, if anything else is on the menu, it's just a duh. That's what I get. Duh. D-U-H. Oh, I never wanted to be a regular, but now I'm a regular. Yesterday, we went off the air as I was talking about this. We had a category yesterday, Family Feud. The category was, name something that might be shaky. Now, I can't remember who called in, but it was a good guess. It was shake your booty. Might have been Adam, if I remember right. And, you know, there was a song called Shake Your Booty. It's not a bad guess. But here's the thing about it. I never thought in all the years that I have been on radio that I would have to say booty is not on the list. So put that down in the category of things I never thought I'd have to say on radio. Booty, B-O-O-T-Y, is not on the list. That went down yesterday on this program. Okay, well, does anybody have anything to say, period? Are you enjoying the spring weather? Did you sit outside last night and enjoy it? Did you leave any windows open in your house like I did and find out that your heat was still kicking off? I should have just shut the heat off. Do you have anything to say about Jim Jordan or Mary Ellen calling in earlier? President Harding's grandson yesterday? Anything on your mind, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Don't hold it in. Let her rip here this morning. 740-751-4038. And have you ever become a regular at a restaurant? You know, where you pull up and you order, and when people give you the wrong thing, they say, duh. D-U-H. 740-751-4038. Okay. Now, on to the compliment of the day. We want to make sure we get this in. And again, these are just compliments that I'm giving every day to brighten up everybody's morning. Because that's how I think of myself when I get up in the morning. Somebody who brightens the day of the people out there listening. And I hope I brighten your day. And again, we want to be warm fuzzies, not cold pricklies. So this is what we're doing. And the reason I chose Abby is a lot of people feel that we're at odds because we kind of, you know, have a relationship where we argue a little bit. So I chose her, and I figure if I can say something nice about her every day, then, you know, I can say something nice about anybody any day or every day. So we've done four of these so far. So if you want to get out your pen and paper to mark these down, day number one was healthy ego. Now, that was taken as a backhanded compliment, even though it was not backhanded. Day number two was dresses nice for spring. I thought that was very nice. Number three was does nice things for others, and I believe that's true. And although I did not get an Easter gift from her, and, you know, that's not on her, but, you know, I did get a Valentine's gift. I did get a Christmas gift. I did get a birthday gift. But Easter, you know, I must not have been good. The Easter Bunny did not bring me a gift this year. Well, I got a Butterfinger, but it wasn't from her. Let's put it that way. Okay. And yesterday's nice quote was, the problem is yesterday I was writing this in a hurry and I can't read my own handwriting. Here's what it is. She likes to share past experiences. Now, what that means is she likes to bring up things that happened in the past, I think just for fun. And there's nothing wrong with that, because we like to hear past experiences. That's how we get to the future, by listening to past experiences. So that was yesterday's compliment of the day. So today, we're moving up to number 5 on the compliment of the day. Now, again, I made a mistake this morning because I had one in my head before we came on the air. And then with Mary Ellen and the Jordan thing and everything else I've talked about, I've already forgotten what it was. So again, as I said yesterday, do people like this compliment of the day thing? And do you have a compliment of the day that you think I could implement here? Something nice that I could apply to Abby. I know a lot of you have heard her over the years here on the station. You know, others come and go, but she's been pretty steady for the last 4 years. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Do you have a compliment maybe I can add to the list? And, by the way, I did get a call yesterday that asked me if she was giving me compliments every day. And the answer to that is no. Now, she wasn't able to listen to the show yesterday. And I'm not saying she has to give me a compliment every day. That's not why I'm doing this. But, no, that's not happening. So there is no quid pro quo when it comes to this whole thing. You know, I'm just doing this to be nice. And she's not giving me a compliment every day. But who needs that? You know, honestly, I don't think I could get a compliment every day. You know, there are a few things nice about me, but really one or two. And then after that, it's pretty well dead. Okay, what's going to be today's compliment of the day? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you enjoy the compliment of the day? And do you possibly have one for today? Boy, I had one this morning that I thought was really, really good. And for some reason, it went out of my head. What in the world was it? I'm going to have to start writing these down. I need some kind of notebook here in the morning so I can keep all these things in front of me that I want to remember. Like the word remember, which I just about forgot there. Now, see, I'm having a dialogue with her right now on the internet as well. And she thinks I want a compliment every day. No, I don't want a compliment every day. I'm doing this out of the kindness of my heart. I'm giving a compliment every day. So, no, I don't need a compliment every day. Let's see. Today's compliment is... Now she's putting compliments out. You know, and this is a backhanded compliment. Here's my compliment of the day that she's giving me, April the 12th. Scott is always present. Oh, there you go. Chisel that into the tombstone. Scott is always present. Well, that's true. I try to show up. I'm like the mailman. You know, sickness and in health, rain, sleet, snow. Sounds like the wedding vows, doesn't it? Sickness and in health. Okay. I always, on this compliment about always shows up, always present, it's interesting because I always feel that half the game is just showing up. Now, okay, today's compliment is going to be has a healthy appetite. That's not what I was going to say earlier, but I've forgotten it. I've lost it. Has a healthy appetite. And before anybody says this is a bad thing, because I can feel it coming. I can feel it coming that people are going to say that's a bad thing. Here's what I mean about a healthy appetite. She eats this food. She's a big Panera eater. And Panera and grapes and cheese and stuff like that. That's very good food. It's not all sugary and nasty and bad for you. So maybe I should amend that. Has a healthy appetite for healthy food. You know, maybe she'll live forever. So that's today's compliment. Has a healthy appetite for good, healthy food. No backhanded compliment there. I mean that sincerely. Okay, there you go. Healthy appetite for good, healthy food. I mean, I've seen her bring cheese and grapes in that she made at home. I've seen her go to Panera. It's always something healthy. It's never like a burger or anything like that. I mean, she'll sit there and eat it in front of me. But, you know, hey, sometimes you can't catch a break. 740-751-4038. All right, how do you enjoy today's compliment of the day? 51 minutes past the hour on this WGH Talk morning. What do you think? 740-751-4038. You know, I bet people are already out in their yards this morning. I was out in the yard last night, that's for sure. Okay, before we go to break, let's get back to what do we got here? Oh, our category yesterday that got us all sideways. The category was, name something that might be shaky. Now, the answers we got were a person or their hands, an earthquake, a ladder, and Jell-O. We still have two answers left to go. Does anybody know what those two answers are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Again, the category, name something that might be shaky. Number one, 16 people said a person or their hands. Number two said an earthquake. Number two on the list was an earthquake. 11 people said that. Number four was a ladder. 10 people said that. Number five was Jell-O. 8 people said that. But we still have the number three and the number six answer on the list. Name something that might be shaky. And it's not shake your booty. So does anybody know what our final two answers are here this morning, 53 minutes past the hour? Are we going to get them before the top of the hour? Boy, I hope we do. All right. Go ahead, caller.
What about a shaky alibi?
Well, no. Yeah, there are a lot of those going around today. There's no doubt about that. No shaky alibi. Did you hear Mary Ellen this morning?
No, I didn't get to hear that. I was listening on YouTube to the city council meeting.
Oh, okay.
I decided to start listening to those.
What?
And I didn't get to hear what she said.
Yeah.
Was she for or against Jordan?
Oh, definitely against.
Okay, then I agree with her.
Yeah. Well, it's...
Okay.
It's
yeah.
It was interesting because she seemed to wonder if people who did like him would part ways with him over something like this news from yesterday.
Unfortunately, the people that like him and the people that like the other guy seem to not let anything that comes out faze them. I mean, they just keep making excuses. I just don't understand it. Just like he said, though, he could stand in the middle of the street up there and kill somebody and he'd get away with it, and I'm starting to believe that.
Well, we'll see what happens as we go down the road, but it's awful interesting that our congressman is now being sued in this whole thing.
Well, that's because he's putting his nose where it doesn't belong, that's why. Oh, well, I have to get ready for a doctor's appointment, so I'm not going to be able to listen to the rest. I hope I can hear what the answers turn out to be, though, for the shaky thing.
Hey, thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that might be shaky. Now, the answers we have unearthed so far are a person and their hands. That was number one. An earthquake was number two. A ladder was number four. Jello was number five. But we still have the number three and number six answers left to go. 56 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that might be shaky. A person or their hands, number one. An earthquake, number two. A ladder, number four. Jello, number five. But we still have the number three and number six answers. Name something that might be shaky. 3 minutes left to go in this hour. Does anybody have a guess when it comes to this particular topic? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, on our compliment of the day scale, well, we'll come back to that in just a second. You know, you like to reinforce. Go ahead, caller.
Salt and pepper shaker.
No salt and pepper shaker on the list. Hey, did you get a chance to hear Mary Ellen this morning?
Yes, I did. She's always very thoughtful and insightful.
And hopefully came through loud and clear like yesterday.
She was loud and clear.
Now, what do you make of our congressman here? This is kind of interesting. Certainly involves our area.
Well, luckily, I could say he's not my congressman, but he's sticking his neck out and sticking his nose in.
I think certainly. What do you make? Because I feel, as soon as I said it this morning, that I said has a healthy appetite. I think that's an okay compliment coming from one of our favorite pizza men.
Nothing wrong with a healthy appetite, and that could be not just for food, but for knowledge and for life.
For life, yeah.
Good compliment.
Yeah, and she and when it does come right down to food, she eats very healthy. I don't think I've ever seen her go through like a McDonald's or anything. It's always Panera. Yeah. So there you go.
Well, I'm not surprised that they consider you a regular there at McDonald's anymore, because I mean you are there almost every day. So.
Well, five days a week, I would say, more or less, because as you know, I'm always present. That was my compliment today.
Present. There you go.
Yeah, thanks.
That could be a good thing too.
Yeah, not bad. Thanks. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that might be shaky. 59 minutes past the hour. We've got a person or their hands, an earthquake, a ladder, and Jell-O. But still two answers left on the big list here this morning. 740-751-4038. Hey, I think we're waking up this morning. Go ahead, caller.
What if you spent too much time at the buffet and now you got junk in your trunk and, like, you shake, like, your blubber, your belly, your booty, whatever?
Hey, with 30, no blubber on the list, but could you hear Mary Ellen okay this morning?
I had a bunch of kids in here going to school, and I couldn't even hear myself think.
Okay, well, with 20 seconds, what about my compliment? You know, has a healthy appetite. It goes in with the thing you're talking
about. Well, I'm glad you clarified, because I'll get ready to jump on you, because you know I'm a staunch defender of all things culinary, like food-related.
And on that note, keep with us, because we're
like,
going
when
to
I
break.
Heard you clean it you're up with saying
to
that
WWGH Radio 107.1
like,
right,
FM, I don't have to jump
the
on
talking
here,
place.
Here comes the break.
For legendary comedian Dick Gregory.
I just fix my prayer to the real God. I said, hey, man, there are some Negroes that deserve cancer, but I am not one of them. I said, if you need some help with your tie, you need 12 black folks making, I'll put them on a piece. If you need some close to the house, I'll give you that too. And then I looked at my body, and I said, cancer, I never